Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, Corey Majors. And, of course, the famous Professor Alec Medford. I would like to add that to your descriptor because you just look smarter with those glasses on. And I know the way I talk makes things sound sarcastic. I am not being sarcastic. You look like you have two doctorates when you wear those glasses.
Oh, two doctorates?
That's right.
Man, Doc Medford on the way. There we go.
That's how smart I think you look.
Double doc.
That's right. Double we call him Med. Double D for short.
Oh.
Now, it is Cowboys cut down day. Feels like that was relevant to what we were talking about in the break. It is Cowboys cut down day. Got to get it to 53 by the time you get to 3 o'clock. And again, we talked about the mechanisms of maybe they release a couple of players that are not truly being released. It's a handshake deal. And we've talked about this since last week. I think you all need to accept that I need to accept as well that Mozzie Smith is going to be on that roster. But what I really want to see.
I refuse.
Okay. Well, try to act surprised when you see it happen. And still the person that I'm holding out hope for
try to act surprised.
Is James Houston.
Dude,
I don't know.
I understand
fingers
why.
Crossed.
And I wonder how much do you feel like Micah's situation helps that at all? Because
not necessarily just because the roster spot is still taken up. Like I get your point about like, oh, we got depth. And now all of a sudden you're like, well, maybe this guy will play some.
I know the roster spot's taken up, but
I don't know.
The actual player being on the field is important.
Yeah.
I need dudes that can go after the quarterback.
I don't know if he makes it, but obviously I really hope that he
needs Micah. We have James Houston.
I hope that was prefaced with. I think that was prefaced with. I'm not saying, but if he makes the roster now, I feel like I look pretty smart. No, actually, what would really need to happen is Micah would need to sit that first game and you would need James Houston with like two sacks or a forced fumble or something like that. Then I could play that clip with pride.
Like, hey, we got the next Charles Haley out
there. Hell yeah. Man, Charles Haley was a star of that documentary. As much as there were parts of it that I didn't love, dude, he just says everything
whatever
like
he wanted.
It is.
Yeah, he knew he was, and he did, right?
I respect
he
it.
Did.
Now, let's go to the Rangers. In fact, let's go to the very first pitch that Jacob DeGrom had, the very first pitch of the game. Let's see how it went.
And the first pitch is hit high in the air to left field. Back a few steps is Osuna. He's at the wall. He leaps, and that ball is gone. Neto, who had four leadoff home runs in 1 month this year to tie a league record, hits the first pitch of the ball game over the fence in left field and gives the Angels an immediate 1-0 lead.
Now, do I still think his name should be Zach Neto? Yes. Yes, I do. But also, this has continued the struggles that DeGrom has had against the Angels. Now, I know he would only give up one more run in the game, but again, five innings, two earned runs. I'll let him explain it for himself, how he didn't feel like he pitched very well. But going into this game, in his first two starts against the Angels this season, DeGrom had given up eight runs in 10 1/3 innings for a 6.97 ERA.
Ooh.
And so he's really struggled. And in his three starts against the Angels, the Rangers have won none of those games.
And the thing about it too, Kevin, you talk about the numbers that he's given up. They swing confidently against him.
They really do.
And nobody typically swings confidently against DeGrom. Like that's the real situation. It just seems like they've figured something out. And sometimes that happens. Sometimes you have a team that they know the thing about you. They aren't sharing the secret with the rest of the league, and they just batter you around. And you're like, what do they know that you're trying to figure that out? I did learn last night last time he faced the Angels in Anaheim, he kept having. I was saying that he looked like he was having problems with the mound. I don't know if you remember me discussing that. He looked like every time he was throwing, he was.
Yeah.
And they said last night that he said him and the opposing pitcher were stepping into the same hole. So where their placement of their foot was going the same spot, and it was creating problems for him. But he does he didn't look comfortable on the mound at times last night, and that was rough.
See, and I think this is one of the reasons, because Jacob DeGrom expected a lot going into that start. What, I don't know what that look is.
I have to confirm this, Kevin. But this is not, you do not care about this as much as I do.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me that James Houston made the team. What the hell?
Not yet. Oh, it is. It appears that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are now engaged.
Oh, so
there you go. Okay. Look, you got pictures. They're engaged. That's, are you happy for them?
Nice. I am happy for them.
Good. All right. That's it. That's all I needed.
Okay. All right. So Jacob DeGrom, he said his start yesterday was frustrating because you go out there, you feel good. The bullpen in between felt good. He was like warming up, felt really good. And then you go out there and I'm not able to throw the ball where I want.
Yeah.
So Jacob DeGrom himself was like, all the categories were clicking. You know, like Mike said, and I might be paraphrasing a little bit, is like, you go out there and like you a third of the time you don't really have your stuff. Another third of the time you're like, I got everything. And another third of the time you're like, okay, well, we'll see how it goes, but I feel pretty okay. And I'm sorry if I paraphrase that not quite correctly, but Jacob DeGrom was like, click, 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 you know, check on all of these things. I feel really good about it. And then he pitched to what he said was not able to get the ball where he wanted.
Yeah, and that's not typical him.
Yes,
and,
agreed.
And that's, what can you blame that on? Can you, I mean, we asked Bochy last week, hey, are you kind of surprised that you've gotten as much out of him as you have this year?
Yeah.
And he's like, obviously not the talent, because the talent is, you know, we knew what the talent was. He's one of the best ever. But yes, the amount of innings that he's pitched, the fact that he's been healthy all season. So Kevin, that's probably, his body's probably a little surprised. Like I feel like that's got to be something. And DeGrom's not going to go out there and say that. He's not going to go out there and, because he's the kind of guy who's just competitive. So he's like, I should be doing the things I want to do. And that's got to be frustrating for him. But this is one of those, hopefully he finishes the season, goes, okay, I'll be prepared more next year.
And that is the specific phrase he used. He goes, this is frustrating. All right. Do you want to tell your story, or do you want me to tell you the saga of fake Babe Ruth?
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's hear fake Babe Ruth. My story's fun, but this one is insane.
All right. So this story has taken a turn. Oh, no. Alec looks sad now. Is this a fake engagement?
This is not a fake engagement.
Okay.
I did get yelled at for not watching the game the same way somebody watched it. Deuce Vaughn has been cut or waived.
Okay.
The Cowboys are waving Deuce Vaughn. So,
you know, that the last 4 days have been fascinating for that. Because on Friday night, it really did seem like maybe the direction was going to be Deuce Vaughn over Phil Maffa for that roster spot. And then things changed rather quickly.
Well,
the injury.
And what's the other, not just the injury, but Kevin, think about this for a second. You have something that you've had for a while, and it's not done. It's not become, you know, the starting tool that you go to. Then you get a new tool, and you're like, well, I guess I got to get rid of one of them. I'm not getting rid of the new tool. Even if it was a 7th-round pick tool, I'm not getting rid of it, because I already had a 6th-round pick tool that hasn't done anything, you know, splashy for me yet. So I'll go with the potential unknown. As opposed to the thing that I do know.
Sure.
And I feel like that's where that was an unfortunate situation in that running back room, that it's tough. Look, man, Deuce Vaughn, first off, great story. Secondly, he was a really good running back in college, get the ball in his hands, and he's going to beat somebody. And I still think he has a place in the NFL. This team just it's not for him to be the full-time guy for them.
Now, the first time I saw this story, I thought it was one of the dumber headlines I'd ever seen. And I think it was on maybe ESPN or some other reputable sports website. It said a man named Babe Ruth got arrested. And I was like, who gives an F? That's the story. But then I saw it pop up again and again and again. And I'm not going to lie, I hated myself just a little bit when I clicked on the story because I had to know why this was a story. A Tennessee man named George Herman Ruth, who, of course, like the iconic baseball player, went by Babe Ruth, was arrested. And then I found out there's more to the story that makes it far, far more interesting. He was arrested for fraud. He currently faces 91 counts of mail fraud, aggravated identity theft, money laundering, and fraudulent use of Social Security numbers because he used the names of hundreds of deceased or retired professional baseball players to submit fraudulent actions. His name is George Herman Ruth, aka Babe Ruth. And he's like, I don't know how that worked. Did he say, hey, me and Jackie Robinson are hanging out. Can you get me some stuff? Like, I don't know how this worked. Me and Al Kaline had an idea for a brewery. I don't know. But apparently, he has been accused of stealing upwards of $550,000.
That's a lot of money.
Using retired or dead baseball player names as he himself is named George Herman Ruth, a.k.a. Babe Ruth.
Yeah, I love this story, Kevin.
It's so weird.
But I wonder, here's what I wonder. How often when he was growing up as George Herman Ruth, because I'm just going to presume this is his real, legitimate name.
It by all accounts, it is.
How often, like, did he get mail or something that allowed for him to do this, and then he saw the loophole? And he was like, dude, I could just do this with a bunch of these old names and they're never going to care. Like, he probably had seen this work with his name and he was like, okay, this is going to work for me in other ways. And then it did. And somebody was like, hey, Kevin, Alkaline is a battery.
No, Alkaline.
Obviously, you want to have a battery company with Alkaline.
All right. You know what? I would say that's as dumb as it gets.
Wade
but
Boggs
wait.
Is the brewery guy.
That's true.
He's drinking all your beers.
So this fella had previously been in prison for fraud with the IRS in 2020, and he just got released 2 years ago. Now, there's one more part of this story that's even more absurd. He also used the name of some deceased players, including an infielder from the Philadelphia Athletics who played in the 1860s, and somebody for the St. Louis Brown Stockings, which apparently was a team in 1876 and 1877.
Wow. I wonder if he used this power to vote sometimes, too,
because
of mail-in voting.
And, you know, see,
that was and he's the kind of guy, right, that you would suspect.
Also, how old were these people? Like, these people all had to be 90, and it's like, hey, it's Mel Ott here.
What companies was he fraud? Like, was he frauding companies?
I think it was individuals.
Individual people.
I believe.
Wow, man.
Is the way I understand it. So, yeah, there's my fake Babe Ruth story, and bravo to the journalistic community for putting this story out at a time that I thought it was the dumbest headline ever, and now we find out there is weird stuff to this story that is interesting.
I do question right now the release of the Taylor and Travis engagement photos, Kevin.
What are they trying to undercut?
Cut day.
Right? Okay, but it's like, it would be different if Deuce Vaughn was getting engaged to Taylor Swift. Then I'd be like, that makes sense. It's a tough day because you got cut. But yeah. Also, hopefully you found the love of your life. So it's okay.
I think this is Travis trying to take care of all the players out there that are getting cut.
Okay.
Instead of like, hey, look, guys, I'll take all the media attention off of y'all so y'all don't have to stress about being cut today. I think that's a good job on him.
Is this going to be a tough day for content going forward? Because Travis Kelce is a football player. And every sports website yep. is going to be engulfed by this.
Oh, yeah. Most of the sites you go to look at stuff, you're going to have to sift through some of this stuff to get to the good things.
Okay.
And then and other really good reporters with really good reports, that stuff's going to get buried beneath it.
Okay. I need explanation. I don't understand this. People.com says that Taylor Swift wrote in the caption, "Your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married." What does that mean?
I have no clue.
Okay.
I'm sure it's some song, some cryptic thing.
You should know this. You love Taylor Swift.
I do. But Travis loves her more, obviously.
Or else you would have been in that photo.
No, I'm very married, Kevin.
I don't understand the implication.
I am very married.
Okay.
Kevin, last night I was watching the Rangers lose, and Mike Bassick was on yet another loss for the Rangers. And
this got to be a tough season.
they were having a conversation, him and Dave Raymond. Dave Raymond lived out what we experienced for 6 years.
Okay, good.
And it was Dave Raymond. He was kind of, and I can't remember which player he was talking about at the time, but he was like, look, you maybe had a rough day, you know, and if one of your friends, one of your guys is having a rough day and they come in and they're, you know, not feeling it, maybe you can give them a little bit of grace. You know, maybe you can let them. And then it was quiet for a second. And Mike goes, or you can just tell them to deal with it like I do. And he was like, that's what I'm talking about, Mike. And they were going on, like they continued to have that same conversation about, can you not be? And he was like, that's not how I am. I'm an irritator. That's what I am. And okay. I was like, oh my gosh. And then the last line that really got me, and I think I did tweet it last night, was, I wish you'd spend a little more time with Sue, Mike.
Oh.
I think you should spend a little more time with Sue. And the reality of, like, look, man, Mike is, he's a good friend. He really is. He is working with him. And yes. There's this part of Mike that's charming and genuine. But Mike also knows who he is. And he also knows that he can get under your skin. And Dave Raymond's experienced both sides of Mike. And that was fun to hear and see and watch play out in front of my eyes last night. I think it's time for you to spend a little more time with Sue.
Yeah, that is, that's fair.
He's good.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.